Earlier you said that he wasn't too happy about your about you joining the military.
No, I'm not. I'm not from a military family. If anything, it's quite the opposite. Especially being the oldest and being his daughter, I don't think it settled well. He went in the army for 2 years to do his work, and he wasn't too thrilled when I said I wanted to do that. And in fact, I'd seen the advertisement in a TV guide to get a college bonus because my parents had just started their business and weren't exactly wealthy, so I needed money to go to college, and I joined the Army originally just for the bonus, but also because it was something I always wanted to do ever since I was a kid. And I joined, told my parents, and they stopped subscribing to TV Guide. Yeah, my father was very upset. So I decided to go into the reserves as opposed to active duty at first so that I could come back for college. And I remember him saying, you join the active army, and I'm going to call my congressman. I'm going to call the governor and make sure you can't go. Thought of his little girl leaving. But he took it well. He didn't for many years until he saw how much I really loved it and that I was successful at it. He had a problem with the idea of me being in the military since nobody in his family ever joined, unless they were drafted for a war. And same thing on my mother's side, except I guess my great-grandfather had always been in the reserves from World War I to World War II. So, but never a female. So that hit kind of hard, being the first female on both sides of the family to join. Because even my grandmothers, most of my grandmothers and great-grandmothers had gone to Smith College and had been refined and just didn't do that kind of thing. So I was an oddity.
So were your parents a little bit happier about your brothers and sisters' choice of occupations?
Well, I think what taught them, too, is to be a little bit more flexible and to accept their kids for whatever they want to do. And both my brother and sister really went into areas that my parents wanted them really to go into. My brother into cars, working for Ford Motor Company, the same place my father started back in the 60s. And my sister, she went into business, sales, which is really seems to be the family specialty, and has been very, very successful. So I'd say they took civilian routes that were more common to my parents, because they still sometimes have it's hard for them to understand what I do. In fact, I already knew my father was in the military until after I joined, and he told me he'd spent 2 years in Germany as a sergeant. So I thought that was kind of funny, that all my life with this man raising me and never even knew he'd been in the Army until I go off and do it.
What about your mother? Did she ever have any type of career?
She went to school to be a nutritionist and also for education. She taught exceptionally gifted children. And she did that for a while, but that was part of her student teaching program. So she never really finished her last semester of the area that she wanted to go into. And she had an opportunity to go back to college a couple of years ago and decided not to. She's worked for a bank before as a teller, and she did that very well. My parents always believed, whatever you do, do it well. And my mother worked, I remember in high school, she worked up at a ski lodge so we could get ski lessons and our ski pass free for the family. And she did that for at least 7 years. She used to get, I remember, she hates getting up early in the morning. She'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get up on the mountain by 6. Regardless of the weather, she'd have to drive up. But she was good. She did a lot of sacrifices for us so that we could have things. But her career mostly was one of those, a lot of people with second careers in a family, so much to just give a few luxuries because they wanted to work or because they wanted to give a few extra luxuries to the family. But other than that, her career was raising us. And now it's really helping helping myself or my brother or sister to move. Every time we move, she comes and stays and helps put the house back together. And I watch the grandchildren, since I've got the only grandchildren. So they're the prize and joy. They have to see them all the time.
Hmm. So you've a well-educated family, then. Yeah. You said even your great-grandmothers had gone to Smith College.
Yes. And back when... Well, I came from... On my mother's side, everybody's very much business-orientated. In fact, my great-grandparents was a marriage of convenience because her side owned the steel industry, and my great-grandfather's side owned another portion of the business, and they came together, and they started the Health and Meter Scale Corporation. And that was my parents, and my great-grandparents, and all the grandmothers for several generations went to Smith. Probably so the time started, and all my grandfathers and great-grandfathers went to Cornell. But then you look at my father's side, he was the first one to go to college. They were immigrants from Germany. The first ones were farmers, and they farmed for two generations. So it's interesting. One side, well-educated. The other side, the backbone of what we eat. The farming industry, so. But they all did well. They all had their own business, whether it be farming. My grandfather, on my dad's side, he never went to college, but he owned his own company, which sold. It was a hardware store, but he owned it. So I guess business has been important. But education was important on my mother's side, very important. You went to college regardless, male, female, you were going.
So, I assume that there could be one thing about your children that would upset you if they choose not to go to college.
I don't think that'll be a choice. Since we've been saving for their college education since before they were born. We plan on raising our kids the same way my parents raised me, that your college is just another extension of your education process that you go to. I had never thought of anything else but going to college all my life. Because it was talked about so much. Well, after you finish high school, you go to college. There was like never anything other to discuss. I didn't know there was any other choices for a long time. And none of us did. You go to college. That's your option. And my kids were planning on doing the same thing. Because really today, it's so hard to do anything unless high school education is what today's college education is. It's almost standard. Mm-hmm. That you have some college, whether it be a two-year degree, a technical degree, or something, that you've gone on further than high school.
So, do you have any plan for choosing a college for them, or is it just what seems to be the best school for what they want to go into?
That's hard to say, because, you know, it'd be nice if they got an academic scholarship and got to choose where they wanted to go, but Bruce and I have talked too, it'd be nice after I retire from the Army, because we plan on staying that long, that if I went and worked at a university where the kids could go free, go back to Vermont and work for the University of Vermont. If you do that, then the tuition for your children's free.
That'd be great.
Yes, and when you know how much college tuition costs, you got to start thinking like that, you know, what you will do to help your kids get their education. And if it's that important to you, then your children kind of take on that importance too for their education is. And so we figured, well, they'll go to college, but hopefully we can afford it, and we can, or find it, work at a place where they can go. But that's what, in terms of actually picking out a school, now what we can get them into, and what we can afford, or how you work it out. We'll have to kind of see what happens later.
You got your degree in history, focusing in Russian history, wasn't it?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of anything else using that degree? Any other way? You've mentioned teaching and, of course, the military.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of any other options?
Originally, I got a history of political science degree, and with Russian history and focusing on political science on Soviet, U.S. Foreign policy with the Soviet Union, where I concentrated. And I plan on actually go work for the State Department. That has been one of my goals after I finish with the military and go into government.
Is that still an option?
Yes, I plan. I probably won't go into federal government the way I had talked about before, but I will probably go into local. Do something on the local side, whether I go into public administration or actually run for an office, but I will do something with the government at the local scale, just because I'm very much interested in it. It's what I enjoy, but you know, other than actually being offered a chance to teach history at West Point, I had that opportunity. I still do. I could go on and get my master's degree in history and go teach up there, as opposed to going to D.C. and crunch numbers. But I'm kind of looking more to the line of what I want to do after I get out of the military. So I probably, I'm almost definitely going to go teach at West Point. Turn that option down.
What is a perfect scenario then, or after the military?
We'll get Bruce back to Vermont, like I promised him for years. We'll probably go settle back in Burlington. We could actually settle in where my parents live, because Bruce has got a house there that was left to him by his mother, or move to where our land is and build a house. Really depend on the job market. And if we get a job in either place, then that's where we'll settle. And by then our kids will be starting high school. And I'll work, and Bruce will. He said he'll be in retirement then. But knowing Bruce, he'll be out doing something. But that's what it looks like. We're actually going to wait until I retire. That's what we're kind of banking on. Finish my time with the military and then go on to a next career. But it'll be in Vermont. It'll be what we can get in Vermont. Because we'll always have our retirement to help support us.
So what's your greatest accomplishment so far then, do you think? Or do you?
I guess having my kids is quite an accomplishment, to have three healthy children and smart children. I think every parent, I think, thinks kids are smart, but I think mine are smart, and that's quite an accomplishment. Being a company commander, I think, is a great accomplishment. It's probably the best accomplishment you can hope to attain, really, at the company grade level, which are lieutenants and captains, because that's like the climax of that phase of your career, and not everybody gets command. So when you get a command, that's an enormous accomplishment. And when you're successful at it and you've done well, meaning that you've got a good report card out of it, because we get really efficiency reports on our performance, and that everybody says you've done well and you feel like you've done well, that's a great accomplishment. What's important to me is that I feel like a great accomplishment is I sent a lot of people to Desert Storm and they came back alive, which tells me that they were trained right.
You feel that you accomplish something if someone you've trained goes off and accomplishes something. That's something they become.
Very much.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably be a teacher at heart. I think my father's first job was he taught history. Before he went on to, he started law school and then eventually ended up with Ford Motor Company. But I think I'll always be a teacher at heart, because I think it's so important. And I feel like it's such a great accomplishment when you do teach something to someone and they're able to do it, not because of rote memory, but because they know it within them, that it's almost a second nature. That you feel like you've really accomplished something when they can think it and do it, and it's part of them. So I feel that probably teaching has been my greatest accomplishment in the military, as a commander and as a